Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erchen. Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, the list continues of never less than and ever more than. There is a mitzvah to say to blow chatzoytzoy's trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash when they were makriv korbanos. Pasuk says, Ivayom simchaschem, Ivamayadechem, Ivarashi chatzoychem, Osekatem bechatzoytzoy's, Al oileisechem, Valzivche shalmeichem. And like we're soon going to learn, the Levium, in addition to the chatzos rites, every carbon oil came along with milchas nesachim. There was a mincha of flour and nesachim of wine that they poured on the mizbeach. It went into the mizbeach, deep into the ground. While that was poured, the levim would stand nearby. There was shira and there were musical instruments. We'll see a little bit about that in our mishnah as well. Zakta mishnah, if the words sound familiar, it's probably because you remember Masechta Sukkah. Zakta mishnah, ein poichsin me esrim v'achas tekiyos. Bamigdash. It never happened on a single day that they would blow less than 21 trumpet blasts in the base of Migdash. But like Maisif and nevermore, Maisif means to add on, like Musav is the added Shemon Esra. But like Maisif and Alarbay Mishmaina, we never blow more than 48 trumpet blowing. Is it never more than 48? Talked about Tanura Lav Davka, you may remember from the Sech Sukkah. There was one day where there were 75. And that would be when Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. But because there wasn't so Shchiach, so we don't count it. Most of the time, it's never more than 48. Now, on a regular day, they blew the trumpet three times. By the way, when we say three times, Atkiah, true Atkiah, is counted like three times. So they blew three times when they opened the gates of the courtyard early in the morning. When they brought the Karban Tamid, they blew nine times. And another nine times by the Tamid Shel Bein Horabayim. So that adds up to 21. Where does the 48 come from? That was on Friday of Sukkot. So first of all, on any day when there was a Musaf Karban, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, there were another nine. So you have 21 plus 9, which equals 30. Bechlau, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, on Friday afternoon, there were another six. Three, to tell the people to stop working sometime before Shabbos, get ready for Shabbos. Three more to let the people know that Shabbos is about to begin. And if it was Friday that had a Musaf, let's say it was Rosh Chodesh, it would be 36. Now during Sukkot, an avoid of drawing the water for the mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, and during that time there were 12 times that they blew the Shofar. So when Sukkot fell on Friday, there were 48. Again, the regular 21. 9 for Musaf, that's 30. 6 for Shabbos, that's 36. Another 12 for drawing the water. Total, 48. Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Ein Peichasin Mishnei Nivalin. We don't use less than two Nivalim. What is a Nevel? Maybe you remember a pasuk, Nevel V'chinar. It's a type of string musical instrument. It's a shail exactly what it is. Some say it's like a harp that was shaped like a U. Some say it was more shaped like a bottle. Other shittas hold that a b'chlal wasn't a harp, it was more like a bagpipe. Whatever it is, ain't poichasim mishnei nevalim. We don't use less than two nevalim. Well, let me see if an al-shisha never more than six. And this was for the levium. Like we explained at the beginning of the Mishnah, every carbon oila had minchas nesachim. That means a mincha of flour and nesachim of wine. When they poured the wine in the mizbeach, the levium would sing, and there were musical instruments there as well. So they had these musical instruments called nevalin, and there were never less than two, and never more than six. But Tanura says, Leis Parish time. This was a Kabbalah they had, we don't know why. Ein Pachas Mishnei Chalilin, on days that they used flutes in the Beis HaMikdash. The Batanura says it was a type of musical instrument you could hear from far. Right? There's a perik in Masechta Sukkah called a Chalil. But Ein Pachas Mishnei Chalilin, on the days that these Chalilin were used in the Beis HaMikdash. We never use less than two. We'll have a sif and a shnei masa, never more than 12. Now 12, we understand. Because of a shnei masa yom b'shana, there were 12 days during the year that a chol maka lefnei ha-mizbeach. That this flute played in front of the mizbeach. What do we mean maka? Does a maka mean to hit? Well, the one who's playing the flute, he like taps the holes with his fingers. That's how the batru is masberit. Okay, when were these 12 times during the year? B'shchitas Pesach Rishayin. Erev Pesach, when they shechted the first carbon Pesach, when they sang Hallel. someone could not bring Pesach Rishain, he was Tamei, he brought it on Pesach Sheni, and then too they would sing Hallel. The third time was of a Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, on the first day of Pesach. Fourth time of a Yom Tov Shel Atzeres, on Shavuos. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 were of a Shemani Yemei Achag during the 8 days of Sukkot. That includes Shemini Atzeres. So again, on all these days, the Leviim, they sang the whole Hallel, and they did it when the Nesachim of that day's Tamid, and the wine was being poured on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah tells us a little bit more about these flutes. The person tapping the flute would never do so on a copper flute. It was a flute that was made out of a reed. Its sound was sweeter than the one that was made out of copper. When the music would end, one single flute continued on. Because when the music comes to an end and you have one flute that continues on a drop, that's more geschmack than if the two flutes end together. Okay, chasing over our Mishnah Gimel. There were never less than 21 blowings of the Chatzayit Shvetz every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, never more than 48. Batanru says, Lav Dafka, like we explained, there's actually one day that there were 75. That's when Erev Pesach would fall on Shabbos, but because it wasn't so Shchiach, so we don't count it in. We also explained, even though we're saying Kiyah, it really means Kiyah, Trua, and Kiyah. We're counting that as three. So again, the Cheshbin, three by the Psichas HaSha'arim, nine Tamid Shel Shachar, nine Tamid Shel Bein Hu'Abayim, that's 21. On a day of Musaf, there's another nine, that's 30. Friday afternoon, another six. Three, to let the people know to stop working before Shabbos. Three more times to tell them Shabbos began. So if you have a Musaf that was brought on Friday, you had a total of 36 that day. And during Sukkot, when you had an Avodah, when they drew the water for the Nesach HaMayim, there was another 12. So when Sukkot fell on Friday, there was a total of 48. Then we said every Karban Ayla comes along with the Minchas Nesachim. There is a mincha of flour and the sachim of wine. And the wine is poured into a special place on the droimis maravis corner of the mizbeach. And there it went deep, deep into the ground. And the Leviim sang while the wine of the nesachim was being poured in. And other Leviim that were standing nearby would play musical instruments. There were never fewer than two instruments called nivalim. Never more than six. We don't know the reason why. Why these numbers? There were never less than two flutes and never more than 12. The 12 correspond to the 12 times a year that they played the flutes. By the shechting of the Karban Pesach, both Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Shavuos, and the 8 days of Sukkot. The flute was not made out of copper. It was made out of a reed. It had a very sweet coil. And it always ended with one flute going longer than the other ones.